Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Snow, and I am pumped for today's episode. I know I say that every single time, but I have some really great guests on, and they all are so amazing, and I get super excited. This morning, I was just thinking, like, maybe I could do 2 episodes a week. Maybe I could do 3 episodes a week. And then I was like, maybe you could control yourself because you don't have time to do anything. But I just have so many great interviews that I want to share with you, like right now. And this is one of them. So before we dive into that, I want to just let you know our next virtual speed networking event is coming up on Thursday, May 9th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. If you're listening to this live, definitely click the link in the show notes and join us. If you're not listening live, still click the link in the show notes because we do these events on the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. It's an hour long. It moves super fast. Everyone who says, I don't like networking, loves these events, and we just attract the most high caliber quality of female entrepreneurs, and they are all so generous and supportive and helpful, and there is very little competition. It's all about collaboration and how can we help each other and lift each other up because we're all trying to succeed in this wild world of being entrepreneurs. So I would love for you to join us. If you've never been to an event before, you can use the promo code FIRSTTIME and attend at no cost. Otherwise, the event is $5. It's cheaper than at least what I order at Starbucks. And so it's totally worth it. All right, let's dive into today's episode. This is such a special treat because I am interviewing one of my favorite people. She has been a friend of mine for a long time. I'm not going to tell you the whole story of how we became friends, but the short version is we met at a networking event. We had a one-on-one on the phone that was just like, hey, let's get to know each other better. And at the end of our call, well, first of all, our half-hour call ended up being like 2.5 hours. And it was one of those calls where it's like, we just automatically skipped all of the small talk, like surface level conversation, and dove into like the hardest things that have ever happened to us in our lives and what they taught us and how we became these people. And it was so great. And at the end of the call, she asked me, is there anything I can do to support you? And I said, yeah, can you just be my friend? Like, I just knew this was one of those people that's like, I don't want to network with you. I want you to just be my friend. Like, I don't want to have to schedule our next call. I want to just call you when I want to call you. And so that's how we became friends. We've been friends ever since. And she's just been such an amazing, supportive person in my life. And I got the honor of working with her for the past 1.5 years. In her program and really was so helpful for me. It did exactly what I wanted it to do in terms of helping me get so much more in touch with my feminine energy and the flow of things and how to just let them be and stop pushing so hard and to really tune into my intuition and hear the messages that I was getting and to really just trust myself that I knew what was best about my business. And all of that was such a game changer for me, both in life and business. So I'm super excited for Stephanie to share some of her wisdom with you guys today. So let me introduce you to Stephanie Schoolmeister. She calls herself a soul igniter. She specializes in empowering passionate women to align with their soul's purpose and illuminate their unique path towards creating impactful change. As a dedicated soul alignment specialist, she serves as a beacon of light, guiding individuals to rediscover their power in their presence, purpose, and unlimited potential. Drawing upon her expertise in nervous system regulation, breath work, feminine energetics, and energy healing, Stephanie empowers her clients to break free from limitations and embrace their true essence. I was so skeptical going into her program in the beginning. She will tell you, like, we had this conversation and I was like, I don't know if this is right for me. I remember asking her, like, is this going to be too woo-woo for me? And she was like, what? You think I'm woo-woo? And I was like, oh, Lordy, here we go. So I went in very tentatively, a bit skeptically, but open-minded, and it just blew me away in what she was able to help me with. So I encourage you to listen to this episode, even if you've gotten this far and are like, okay, this sounds very woo, I'm out. Just keep listening. Open your mind, see what it can do for you. take the pieces that are helpful for you, leave the rest, but I know you're going to get some nuggets in here that are going to really help change the way that you are showing up in your business and the way that you think about making decisions and the way that you are pushing versus just letting things be what they're going to be. So without further ado from me, here is my interview with Stephanie Schoolmeister. Good morning, Stephanie. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Melissa. I am so grateful to be here with you today.
You are one of my dearest friends, but you are also an amazing businesswoman and soul aligner. And I want you to tell everybody just a little bit about you and about what you do before we dig in.
Yeah. Well, I live in Colorado on a horse farm. So a lot of the work that I do is working with animals and really helping women tap into their soul essence. Who are they at the core? And I help them do that with different alignment strategies, with breath work, with energy work, with horse healing, and truly to help them create a life and a business around their soul on what lights them up in the world and also what they are doing in the world.
That's
so they're feeling fulfilled as they flourish.
Yes. So good. Mm-hmm. I want to say there's so much more to what you do, but it's so hard to put into words.
It is. It's one of the hardest things I've had to do since like 6.5 years doing this in business. I'm like, how do I make it more clear and succinct? But you know, when I think about the things that my clients say the most, it's that they feel so fulfilled inside of them as they are doing what they're meant to do in the world. So it's like you're feeling fulfilled as you're flourishing, as opposed to, you know, I know we're going to get more into this, is the opposite way of pushing, hustle, grind, all of those things where they might be successful, but it's like they're successful and then they're going to dive, or they're, you know, and I know entrepreneurs, we have such a roller coaster, right? We've got such a roller coaster of emotions. We're high, we're low, we're high, we're low. And it's like, sometimes I feel like we're never in the middle. It's like, we're always like this. That's how I feel anyway. And so the other part of what I do is like really helping to navigate those emotions that are on that roller coaster. So when you're like really high, that you're not going to have that crazy dip, because then you have this solid foundation. And that's where I come in. And I really, the other thing I love to say is I help women run their life and business through their nervous system so that you can feel safe. You can feel safe as you reach for the stars, because anytime we're out of our comfort zone, right? That's where it's scary. But the magic happens outside of there. So I teach women how to be out there and how to create that magic, but their body feels safe. And that means they can continue to keep going for those things without those crazy dips. So that's where it really comes in. To be able to build the person and to build the woman that is behind the business. So that's why, yeah, I love the rise of the soulful CEO, because it's really building the woman as we build the business.
Yeah. I'm listening as you're talking and I'm thinking about my experience in working with you and how I would describe not just like the benefits of it, but what the result of those benefits was. And I think for me, one of the big things was learning to trust myself, learning to trust my own intuition, learning to trust that I know what is the best thing for me and what is the best thing for my business, and being patient with that, right? Like, we always want to know the answer. We always want to know the next right thing, and just trusting that it's going to come and not having to push it has been really, really huge. And also, like you touched on, that like management of energy, where it's like at the end of the day, you still want to be as excited and in love with your business as you were when you woke up that morning. And I feel like for so many people, by the end of the day, it's just like, oh, why am I doing this? You know, it's like so much. And yeah, you really taught me to not only like stop and give myself time to take care of myself and find some balance and do some self-care and that kind of stuff, but also even when I am in my business, to know how to manage my energy so that it's not as intensely up and down as it was before. Yeah. For sure.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I will always talk about you and your work and what it has done for me. Cause it's, I mean, it's a big part of why we're even here today having this conversation and why this business is what it is. So, okay, we have to stop or Stephanie's going to start crying soon.
I'm going to start crying.
So you talk a lot about helping women reclaim their feminine power. And I want to start by having you kind of define that for us and tell us what that means, because I think sometimes when people aren't familiar with that language of like masculine and feminine energy, it evokes this feeling of like, for me, at least before I really understood what that meant, it was like the masculine energy was like, get stuff done and like you're powerful and you have control. And the feminine was very like, but it's all feelings and everybody's okay. And we're all winners. And there is a piece of that, but it's more than that. So talk a little bit about what that means for you.
Yeah, I love that. I'm just going to talk a little bit about the energies, first of all. So when I say it's like everyone's like masculine energy, we're not bashing on masculine. Like that's a bad thing. But really what we're talking about here is we're coming back. My thing is coming back to our essence. Who are we at our core? We are females, and females run their energy very differently than men. But when we were born, we were literally born into a masculine society, which means it was very male dominant, you know, where males were running the businesses and all those things. So we were coming into that model of how to do things. And I love how it says how to do things. And every time I do this, I feel like it's like I'm in a little box. And with that, what happens to a lot of us as women, I feel like every single woman I've worked with has gone through this, is that we are then told to function like this. We function like this. We go do more and produce more and achieve more. But what happens, a couple of things happen. One, inside of us, it's like, I feel like I just got this image of like this flower, like we're just meant to like bloom and flourish and share and create and share. But it's like we diminish who we truly are. And it turns out our light. And when it turns out our light, you know, you already mentioned that, Melissa, you start to do your business, which is like this huge passion and what you're supposed to do in the world and what you're created and what, you know, we talked about this with you, what you're born to do. But then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, you know, you start to just kind of wilt. But that is using your energy in the wrong way. I love to use the analogy of a river. You know, we're, as women, we're meant to flow. We're meant to follow. Like, again, you mentioned that. Listen, come into our heart. Where are we being led? Listen to our heart, I love to say soul, because it's even at that deeper essence. And then we move, we follow the current of our life and our business. When we do that, we're filled up. We are literally, it's like instead of the push and the drive of the masculine, we're pulled by our heart. And it's not about doing like the doingness, it's about the beingness. Now, that being said, I really want to make a point of this, because sometimes I'm like, oh, does that mean I can sit around and eat bonbons and do nothing? No, it's very much listening and getting those whispers and following those whispers and then doing those inspired, lit up actions that are literally fueling you. It's like, I feel like this energy. See, I'm very much, you know, using it. Like it comes from you, it goes out, it comes back. It's like a boomerang. It's constantly moving and functioning that way. And when it does that, you're filling yourself up. You're actually serving from an over full cup instead of just being a little bit full. You're like, you have so much to give because your energy is meant to give in that way, but it needs to come from here first. And just one more thing with that, as I say that, it's, you know, and my tagline is self-care leads to success. We have to be fueling ourselves. So many times women are like, you know, I know for me as a teacher, it's like, I was always giving, but I had to learn to give to myself first. And then coming from there, filling up myself so I can give back. So again, it's putting us back in that flow that we're meant to be. It's actually, you know, one of the words I love to say, it's coming back home to where we are meant to be. It's reclaiming your power inside of yourself. And it's not that power that's, that's of like a false power. It's a power that's so strong that runs through every cell of your being. So you just become so grounded in what you're doing, and therefore so much more magnetic. We're meant to be magnetic in what we do. I mean, I look at what you do. You're so magnetic in what you do, and how, you know, when you started your business, you attracted all of these women to you, Melissa, because you were in the essence of who you were and what you were meant to do. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't going to say this, but I have to say this, the first call that you did, I mean, I'm in the hallway, she's making fun of me because I cry, and I'm crying. And my husband's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing is wrong with me. I'm literally watching a woman be in her essence and share that in the world. And she's got 40 plus women on her first call. That's what it's about. You come into that place and you serve from there. And it's like, I love to say, it's like a firefly effect. You light your light up first, and you will ignite the light around you, and the people will come to you from that place. So that's what it means. And it feels so good at the end of the day. You don't feel drained. You feel lit up.
Yeah. 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 And I love what you said about like this idea that the masculine energy is all about taking action and the feminine energy is all about like feeling the feelings and being in the flow and being in touch with your soul. And all of that is important, but it's not like, it's not all exclusive. It's not like when you're in masculine energy, you have no feelings, or when you're in feminine energy, you're not taking any actions. It's really more about, like I was just talking about this with networking. It's not necessarily what you're doing. It is the energy that you're doing it with and the intention that you're doing it with, right? And that shines through whether we like it or not.
Exactly. And one of the things I love to say is intention equals outcome. So whatever your intention is, the person's going to feel that. Your nervous system will literally greet someone walking in a room before you say a word. Your energy, you have an energetic field around you. That's not it. We talked about woo-woo before we got on here. That's science. It's science. It's around you. So you're going to feel that. You're going to either feel drawn to someone, or you're going to feel repelled to someone. So the more you can be in your heart center place. And as women, that's so easy for us to do, but we've been pushing that away for so long. We've been, again, running our energy in a way that doesn't serve us. And when we come back here to this place, it's like, it's so effortless. It's authentic. It's beautiful. And people that are meant to work with you or know you or be your, you know, bestie or your good friends are going to be drawn to you. It's really actually beautiful. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know, because I know your story, that it hasn't always been this effortless for you. You haven't always been this in your feminine flow. Can you tell just a little bit for our listeners who don't know you about your experience with getting into that feminine energy and what that did for you and how that impacts your business today?
Yeah. Yes. And it's funny because so many people will say to me, oh, so, you know, they know me in this way, but I'm like, you have no idea. Like, I love that because I have such compassion because I work with a lot of driven, you know, type A females that are like, they want to really get things done. I am that person too. And so, and I'll just share this really quickly. You know, I was raised in a family that was like, work ethic was everything. So even as a tiny little girl, it was like, I'll never forget my dad. His first thing he said to me that I can really remember that it sunk in is, Stephanie, you don't have a lazy bone in your body. Well, I became this little worker bee from a little girl. And so I worked everything. I mean, there was a time I had four jobs, waking up at 5 a.m. I mean, that was just how I was and how I felt like I had to be in order to, and this is like really deep, in order to be really loved. So as I went on to have my teaching career, you know, I couldn't stop working. It was just an endless, just go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. And it was, you know, working for my worth, you know, how to get those achievements, or I didn't feel good inside and I didn't listen to the cues in my body. And so even though I'll never forget, someone said to me when I was working, teaching, they said, Steph, you're going to burn out. And I looked at him like, what are you talking about? I don't burn out. You know, that doesn't happen to me. Well, it's not true. I had to face that many, many times where my body literally broke down. I wasn't listening to the cues and the signals. And so when I left teaching, again, it was that whole thing that I teach today. It was this little whisper in my heart. I had no idea. that I would never, I literally thought I was going to be, I probably told you this, Melissa, like the old woman in the walker being like, Mrs. Schoolmeister, it's time for you to retire. And I'm like, no, I love what I do. Like, but I was like this Mother Teresa, like I just gave and I gave and I gave and I gave. And I didn't give to my family. I just, you know, great example. Here I am. This will make me cry. You know, I'm with my mom right now in Florida for 3 weeks. I didn't come to Florida. She came to Florida. She's doing this for like 20 years. I didn't come to Florida for like 20 some years because I was always working. Now I'm here spending 3 weeks with her, still working and having that flexibility with my clients. But again, like that just shows you where I was. And so when I left teaching, I was able to really start to, there was more silence. There was more space. And I got to listen to my heart. And I like my heart was literally guiding me every single step of the way of creating this business that I have today with women. And it was really my own journey, Melissa, which was so beautiful. It's like, how did I go from that hustle, you know, crazy life to coming back and listening to my heart and following those whispers? And every single thing that I created and built came from those whispers. And that's what makes me really, really, really proud, because those are the decisions that you're like, you get those and you know, because you've lived it. I see you, you've done this. I watched you, mm-hmm. you know, when you answer that call of your heart, everything just works out. Mm-hmm. And so it's just really beautiful to be able to give back what has helped me so much along my journey.
What are some of the like more specific concrete ways that you see that show up in your business? Like, how do you think that your business or the way that you run it or who you are? I mean, obviously your business is built around that feminine energetics, but like for you, when you're alone in your CEO time, how do you think it's different now that you have found this flow than it would have been otherwise?
Couple things. You know, I have this on my phone. It was very much, I knew when I was transitioning to, and I was told this was years ago when I first started my business, my accountant said to me, you know, Stephanie, your business is going to be deemed a hobby. And I was like, what? Like, she's like, yeah, she's like, you're not making any money, you're losing money. And I at that moment I had to, because here's what happened with that too, Melissa, I think is important as women, right? And that Mother Teresa, identity that I had for so long, I was giving everything away. I was giving, I even had the money, go ahead, join my program. I mean, it was like, I wasn't taking what I was doing serious as a business. And she was right. It was kind of like a hobby. So I got really clear 1 year and I said, okay, I'm going to take every single principle I've learned and I'm going to apply it. And my goal was to, at that time, was to be in that six-figure mark. And that was, you know, that was a big long stretch away for me at that time. So I made a thing on my phone and it said, when I take care of myself, so that was like, when I take care of myself, the more impact and the more income I make. So every day, concrete, I put on my phone 8 to 10 in the morning, I am doing something for myself. I start with breath work. I start with like, I will not look at the phone or anything before I put my hands on my heart. And I say, thank you. I have my gratitudes every morning. I get myself in that zone. It's coming back to me, right? It's just bringing myself back. And then I do things that are taking care of me. And so I literally, like, we can create our own rules. And I knew that every time I take care of me, I'm going to be able to be in a space where I could give more to my clients and I can attract more. And so that was like the cornerstone of what I did. And when I'm in that listening zone, that's where I get the ideas. That's where those like ideas come in. I'm like, oh, I need to do this. And when they come from that space, that's when I know they're going to work. And so then I would make that, it would implement that, right? And then I would be able to work towards that. And that's how I would run my business. And that's where the doing came from, the being, right? I was being, and then I knew the action steps to take. And you know what? And that's the year I will never forget, you know, that big goal. And I wasn't, and here's the other thing, don't focus on the money, focus on the impact. Impact equals outcome. That's huge. Impact equals outcome. So when you're focusing on impacting, how am I going to impact these women I'm working with? All that other stuff comes in. Yes, that was a huge goal of mine, but it wasn't about the money. It was about the impact. And that goal came without me even knowing it. Like halfway through the year, I was like, oh, look at that. And you know, the other thing is I think this is important, Melissa, too, is you have to get so clear on your values. You have to get so clear on, again, that alignment. What are your core values? What are you here to do? What is your mission? It has to become so strong that anything else that comes in your way, it's a no. It's a no thank you, or however you want to say it, or just like one sentence, right? I know you share this. No is a complete sentence. Anything that it did not align to my mission, it was a no. And I said no more that year, and I've said no more in the last couple of years, because if it doesn't align, I tell myself I'm doing so much good in the world, Stephanie, by you doing this and you doing this and you depleting yourself again. It's answering other people's dreams and not the dream that you're here to complete. It's not selfish. It's so important that we do that. So those are some of the things that have really, really helped me on my journey.
Mm-hmm. As you're talking, I'm remembering when you and I were first working together, and I didn't know when we started working together that I was going to be moving out of the dating and relationship coaching space and into this new space. And I remember when I was moving into this new space, and I had so much mind drama because I had done, for the 6 years that I was trying to build my coaching business, I had tried so many things that I thought, this is such a good idea. Like, this is totally going to work. I would spend all this time on this new project or this new program, and it was so good. And then I would put it out into the world, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, everybody's going to want this. And then like nothing. And I remember very vividly having a conversation with you where I said, what if I do all of this and it still doesn't work? And I remember, do you remember what you said to me?
I don't remember.
You said, there's no way that this doesn't work.
Right.
Because every decision you've made in this business has been made from a totally different space. Like, you have made all of these decisions from your heart and from your soul and from this very aligned, like, I'm clear on who I am and what my values are and what my mission is and what I came here to do. And so there's no way that you launch this and it doesn't work. And I believed you. Mm-hmm. And you were right. Yeah. I love it.
And I love that you said that, because if I sat with that question for just a minute, I would have said the same thing, because it's true. You know, we get all of these, and I know you and I've talked about this so many times. I can't tell you how much money I've spent on courses and all the things. You guys, I have ADD. I'm like one of those, like, oh yeah, I'll do that. Best practices. I'm a teacher. I'm an educator. I have a million certificates. But then when I'm like, okay, wait a minute, no. I'm coming back to this aligned space. And when it comes from the soul, every decision that I've made, that you have made, that my clients have made coming from that space, it's going to be a yes. It already is a yes. You just need to answer that yes. That's that. And it's so easy. And it can be so hard, because it takes listening. It takes pausing. It takes trusting, which is not always easy for all of us to do, myself included. And it also takes surrender. It takes a surrender to what you are being called to do, which means you have to get out of control, which, again, I'm like, I feel like I'm speaking myself. It's not easy to do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've got this. And everybody else's ideas and best practices, if it's not coming from your heart, don't do it. Like, I even have a coach I'm working with right now that says, I'm like, if it comes back here and I'm like, no, you know what? No, this actually feels more aligned to me. You listen to your heart over every single coach, every single person, every single expert. And I promise you will get to where you are meant to go. And that will fill you up.
Yeah. We're going to get to this in a second, because I'm going to ask you for some tips and strategies that who are listening can start using. But one of the things that I learned from you that's been really helpful for me is whenever we were having a conversation about like business strategy, or I was trying to make a decision in my business, or I think I'm going to do this, or I want to try doing this, or I'm going to add another one of these, you would always ask me, even when I was like, this is such a good idea, like, listen to this great idea I have. And we would talk about it, plan it out, strategize it. And then you would always say, how does that feel for you? And I would stop for a second. And sometimes I'd be like, that feels fucking awesome. And then other times I would be like, that feels terrible, actually. Even though, like, intellectually it sounded like a really good idea.
Yeah.
Then when I would really like to quote a Stephanie phrase, feel into it. I was like, no, actually, that doesn't feel good at all. And maybe I can't articulate why, but I know that it doesn't feel good. And so that's not the direction that we're going in. And I still ask myself that all the time, like when I'm trying to decide whether to say yes or no to something, when I'm trying to decide, like, is this the next good change to make? Is this direction that I want to go in? I'm always like, how does that feel for me? Mm-hmm. And that's not a question that I was used to asking myself. But it's made a big difference in a lot of the decisions that I've made in my business.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, that's one of my main tools that I use with everything. And because the body doesn't lie. You can trust your body. The head, you know, we have this beautiful brain and it just works over time. And it's also connected to your limiting beliefs, the things that you were told that are lies that aren't true about you. And if we keep functioning from this head, we're never going to get into our magic. The science says 80% of our power comes from our heart, comes from our body. 20% comes from the brain. So if we can use those together, we can be unstoppable. So it's really the body. The body knows if you ask the body, it will tell you. And that's a really great strategy. And I'll share more about that in as we do the techniques.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Tips and strategies that people can start using, even if they're not familiar with a lot of these concepts. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious too, like for someone who's listening, this would have been me years ago listening to this, like, I don't even understand what they're saying about like, how does that feel for you? Or like, listen to the body or like, what does your heart say? Like, I don't even know what that means. Where can somebody who feels like that start?
And honestly, I'm like going back in time. That was me, you know, it was me. So when wherever you are in this journey, I just want to say, give yourself grace. Like the one thing that helped me so much on my journey is grace because we're always so used to beating ourselves up. So like come back from that place of love wherever you are. And the first thing I would say is find something that you can get quiet. Find something that really lights you up. So many of us, we forget, we've lost our light. Like it's still there, but I always say when I do the work I do, I'm like, oh, we're going to just shine your soul for a minute. We're going to get you like turn back your light on. So whatever you can do to find peace, you know, you can think about what did I do as a child that brought me joy? That is super helpful for me. For me, I was always in the forest. I was always outside. I was always in nature. So for me, like a lot of my beautiful ideas, in fact, I think all of my ideas come from my business when I'm walking, either out here on the beach when I'm with my mom or at home in Colorado on the trail. So nature is really good. It's really good for grounding. It's helping you come back. For me, since I teach breath work is what I've been doing for 20 years, breath work is the bridge to your soul. So I simply pause and I do some breathing. And then I'll just show you what I do next. I just wrap my arms around myself, give myself a hug. And you can either do some really light taps. This is called the butterfly tap. This helps you just come back to your body. It brings you peace. It balances your nervous system, which brings you back to calmness. Because if we are in this, if we're doing things that are outside of our comfort zone, it scares us. And then that's where we usually quit. When we bring safety to the body says, oh, I can do this. We build capacity as we grow bigger. And so we don't have these crashes. So that's it. That's super simple. I have a couple more and I love to share that toolkit with you where I have the nervous system flow, but it takes 3 minutes. You know, I always play a song. I love Trevor Hall. And the song is I Have Everything I Need, because the bottom line is you have everything you need. We just need to remember that. And so get yourself calm. And then from that place, if you have a decision, you can just close your eyes and you can just, there's a decision you have right now. Just take a moment and bring it up. Just think about it. Bring a decision up that you're thinking about in your business or in your life and just focus on it for a moment. And then I want you just to play it through like a movie. Play it through doing a couple scenarios. And I'll give you an example here because this is actually how I decided not to stay in teaching, which was one of the hardest decisions I ever had to make. Every single time I think about teaching, I put myself back in the classroom. So you want to put yourself in that situation. You literally want to put yourself in there and you want to feel what it feels like to put yourself in there. So when I put myself back in the classroom, I literally, and I'm not kidding you, I felt like my classroom walls were coming in on me and collapsing on me. And I felt very panicky. I felt like I was having so much anxiety every single time. So what does that tell me? I have goosebumps as I'm sharing this with you because it brings me back to that moment. My body was saying, this is not a good fit for you. But then when I put myself in, you know, my business and the way I wanted my business to look like, I felt very expansive. Now I was still scared. You're not going to not feel scared. You feel the fear, you continue moving forward. You'll have everything you need along the way. I felt expansive. So put your decisions through that lens. How does it feel in your body? Let yourself play it out. When I developed my year program for women, I was like, can I do this for a year? So first I did it. I played it out for a month. I played it out for 2 months, 6 months, year, and it felt good the whole time. The other thing I want to mention, this just came to me on a walk on the beach yesterday, because I help women create businesses around their soul, right? We can create a box, or we can create the same freaking box we had our whole lives. Like, we can do the 9 to 5. We can do like whatever it is. I want you to really think about whatever decision you're making. Are you putting yourself back into a box, back into somebody else's rules, something that somebody told you to do that was best practices? Feel it in your body. If it feels constricted, it's not for you. You want to build from expansion. You want to build like, what would light me up? Here I am sitting here 3 weeks. How the heck am I doing that? I built my business so I could be on Zooms with my clients once a week while I'm here in Florida on an integration month, first because it was for their results, second because it was expansive for me to function in that. If you are building a business where you're not in your best lit up space and you're doing it just because you think you need to do it, like you said at the beginning, this is like my thing. I say that all the time: intention equals outcome. It's not going to work for you. You're not going to be able to deliver the results that you're meant to do. So create from that expansion. Super, super important. And be authentic. Authentic is the number one highest energy of all. I used to say love is still second, but authenticity is everything. Show up and be you. Don't try to be like anybody else. You know, I always say, get rid of perfectionism. The two things you have to get rid of is perfectionism and people pleasing. And oh my gosh, I could have started a freaking club with those two things. You have to get rid of that, and you have to show up and be and speak your truth and align to your mission, align to your values, and listen to your heart. And I promise you, you will become this unstoppable force of light and love in the world. You will feel good as you are lighting up everybody else that's around you.
Mm-hmm. I love that so much. That's the perfect place to wrap up. So if people want to know more about what you do, if they want to learn more about some of these practices, if they want to just get in touch with you and see what you're up to, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Awesome. So Melissa's going to share a link. You can just click on that link. I have a free toolkit for you. It's called Magnify Your Impact. I go through the whole nervous system regulation with the song. So you can literally just push and play. If you want to just listen to the flow that I've created every single day, every single night, if you bookend your day on that, I promise you, your focus will be where it needs to be instead of all in the distractions. And I have a whole entire, like 6 different things that I give you in that. So it's a really, really good value and it's completely free. It's complimentary. And then you'll also see on there, I have soul services. You can click on there and just see the different things that I do. I have, you know, women's groups at my farm. I do online things. I do retreats at Joyful Journey and at my farm. So you can just check out what's going on there. And you can reach out to me at any time just for a conversation and a chat. My favorite conversations are just heart-to-heart conversations, helping you align to what your destiny is and how do you create a life and a business that really aligns and lights you up.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I will put that link in the show notes so people can connect with you. And thank you again for coming and chatting with me.
Oh, Melissa, it was such a joy. You are such a joy to be with and to watch you light up the world with your heart, your authenticity, and your message. I'm just so incredibly proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. We would love to welcome you into our community. If you are looking for a supportive group of women who are also entrepreneurs, who you can bounce ideas off of, get feedback from, bring your challenges to, and who are going to support you and cheer you on every step of the way, the Powerful Women Rising community is the place for you. Click on the link in the show notes and come check us out. We would love to have you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss another episode. And I would love it if you would leave us a review or share this episode with another one of your powerful women entrepreneur friends. It helps more people find the podcast, and I love making new friends too. That's it for now. See you next week.